Alabama, finish your point, and I'll get their take on it. But, yeah, the bio attack is one of the perfect ways for them to come in and really take over. And they're gearing up for martial law, admittedly, lockdowns, total control. And I think that's one of the most deadly cards they've got. And they've got five or six cards in their hand. And that's the race in the hole, and everything I'm seeing tells me that's one of the prime cards they may play. But if they don't think they can control people and have us all just go off and die in our houses like they want, they may not play it. Anything else?
Yes, sir. We know that that would terrorize every person in the nation, no matter where they lived. I live in the country, so I'm not worried about tall buildings falling on me. But that would terrorize every individual. So that would work anywhere. And they've got the technology. They may even have a vaccine antidote that the elite get or whoever, you know, and we're just, that fits with the FEMA camps. You know, if you're a zombie, you might be infected with this stuff, lock them up, you know, or shoot them. I mean, it's,
you know. That's what their whole giant preparations for. God bless you. Good points. Gentlemen, quick comments on that.
Well, they definitely have to take it to the next level. I mean, WTC 93 was a very small truck bomb. Oklahoma City was larger. 9/11, of course, is what it is. So, and they have to ratchet up the consequences and the effect, because it's not going to have the same psychological value if they just pull off another truck bomb that only kills 100 people. That's not going to do anything. They've already taken it to the level. They've got to take it to the next level for the next attack.
And we look at the predictive programming that's coming out through the popular culture, and it's all biological, you know, martial law is required, some sort of nuke attack. Again, martial law is required. It's always the solution is to, except for, you know, government control, troops on the streets, and the conditioning to for us to accept that.
And, you know, the emergency is so bad, we've got to arrest people that are saying the government did it, you know, because they're openly getting everybody ready for that.
Well, if they nuke a city, if they dirty nuke a city or put a nuke in a city, you'll have people screaming blood, demanding that Americans be rounded up under NDAA, under mere suspicion, and put in camps. I mean, a president who wouldn't enforce that would be chased out of office. It would be a very scary time in this country.
Yeah, no, and when that happens, it's time to spray paint everywhere the government did it. Yep. That's a black op. We can run against their black op. And by black op, that's something you do and don't, you know, talk about. The thing is, we've got to get it out now, right now, aggressively, that the terrorists run the country. I'm risking my life to do this. So are you. And it's just mayday. Get it out. Mayday. Get it out. Mayday. 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 Trying to stop them from launching the next one. But if they do, hit them hard with the info. They did it. They stand to gain. They did the last stuff. They're the prime suspects. Mayday. Mayday. Mayday.
You talked about the biological and stuff. We actually looked into the Oklahoma State Department of Health, and through the administrative rules here, an unelected official can have you or your family or your children rounded up and forcibly vaccinated against your will. You know, when we were looking into, I was in Camp FEMA, one of William Lewis's movies, and we actually take him to the Lucent Building out here, and the health department said that is where they will take people in a mass quarantine situation.
Exactly. It's incredible. Mark in California, real quick, KLMY listener, go ahead.
Take them, Alex. Let none of them escape. I pray for you every day, my brother. Now, look, one way we can get this out is tell the cops about the noble lie and InfoWars.com. We can tell our neighbors, which I did, and by the way, if they're listening, hi. And I also told about, who knows, 50 people. I preach the gospel at different colleges, and sometimes before I start, I make announcements such as you do on your fine radio show to tune into KOMY 1340 or InfoWars.com. Another thing we can do is go to city council meetings or run for city council, as I did here for District 9. And when you go to the city council meeting, you get a two-minute shot at it, folks. Take advantage of your free speech that you still have. It goes on the net, and I've been told that 7,000 watch it in San Jose. I don't know how many to San Francisco.
Exactly. Everybody hit every media venue you can get on. Desperately, terrorists seize the country. Gentlemen, great job. The film available at InfoWars.com. Pray for us. Pray for the survivors. Pray for all the victims of 9/11, our troops, the DU poisoning. I mean, pure evil's taken over. The bottomless pit is the limit. You must resist evil. You must stand against it. Great job to the crew. More coming up. The Rand Paul interview's up at InfoWars.com. I'll see you on the nightly news tonight. Joel Skousen joins us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is April 19th, 2012, on this Thursday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. We're also going to have wide open telephones throughout the broadcast for first-time callers, yet again, 800-259-9231. Okay, let me just run over some of the top stories here, and then we will start going to your phone calls, and then in the second hour, we're going to have the director and producer of A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 1995 documentary film that we have available, by the way, at InfoWars.com, discounted, that is the only modern professional film with all the data proving that Oklahoma City was a fast and furious operation, a false flag to blame conservatives and libertarians for terrorism and to demonize the state's rights movement that was gaining steam just as it is today. And you have all the Democratic strategist memos that have even been in the Financial Times of London and the Associated Press in the last 2 years where they say to Obama, an Oklahoma City is the only thing that will save you. We need a terror attack that domestic groups carry out so you can shut down your detractors. They come within 1 micron of saying stage it. They're like, one is coming. It's going to help. When it happens, you've got to seize it. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, they come so close to it, so close, even Glenn Beck, and then announced a week later he was having to leave Fox over it, came out and said the White House was preparing to stage a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on libertarians and conservatives. So that is coming up. And I interviewed Jane Graham, who was one of the heads of HUD in the building that day on the seventh floor when it blew up, and she had witnessed the feds planting the bomb. She thought they were – she didn't know what the gray sticks of butter were. In the days before, she'd heard the FBI people in the coffee room, in the lounge saying, yeah, they're going to bomb a federal building in the next 2 weeks. She called friends about it. This is amazing. And she's talked to the police officers who were threatened with murder. If they spoke out, some were then killed, like Terrence Yakey, cop of the year. I've interviewed Don Browning, head of the K-9 unit, who was there minutes after. He saw the feds and what they were doing. They told him, you and your wife are dead if you speak out. He still didn't shut up. The police chief told other police, and she's documented this, yeah, you better shut up. So, see, you know, you see all these parades for dead cops and stuff. That's the system just trying to look good off dead cops, dead heroes. At the end of the day, when they were killing cops and killing witnesses, the other cops said, shut up, in pure cowardice to the other police officers, and stood down as they were tortured and killed. So this lady risked her life coming on this broadcast, and she's done interviews over the years, and she just says she's told her story. This is it. And she's got ill family and people she's taking care of. She's done. Hoppy Heidelberg, of course, was on a few months ago. He's fighting cancer. He said that may be his last interview. He was one of the grand jurors, had the FBI come to his house, threatened to kill him. I mean, this is serious. It's dangerous for me to even be talking about this. I've been threatened over it. But we've got to tell the truth here. Of course, you know who the deputy attorney general was. He's the attorney general today. But 17 years ago, he was the deputy attorney general. And lawsuits via lawyer Jesse Trinidu and others have gotten the FOIA documents, because a good federal judge has ordered them released, where the feds were running the white supremacist compound with the Southern Poverty Law Center that McVeigh was at, confirming Terry Nichols' affidavit that McVeigh was really a deep cover national security asset who believed he was about to stop and bust the bombing in the process, or that they were going to let it go forward, but then blame groups. But then when McVeigh was told that they were going to blow up a daycare center and let it go forward, he flipped out. So they, I guess, picked him to burn him as a patsy. So we're going to be discussing that coming up in the second hour today. We probably should get Don Browning back on, too, head of the K-9 unit, Sergeant Browning. He balked, though, and I said, say the name of the FBI agents. And you'd see him kind of flush. He went, and then later started saying some names because it's just hard for people. Imagine at the Oklahoma City Police Department, in the hall and coming into his office repeatedly saying, you and your wife are going to be dead. Do you understand me? That's who runs America. Imagine walking into a sergeant's office at a police department and saying, you and your wife are dead. And yes, Austin FBI, I've gotten your message that you're listening and want me to be nice. Nice like Terrence Yakey when the FBI pulled him over and tortured every inch of his body. You mean nice like cop of the year getting tortured to death and then shot in the back of the head, and the police department all knew he was murdered but told all the cops shut up? Jane Graham's a witness to that. She could name the police officers that told her that. This is who runs America. Ruthless criminal mafia with badges. And you better grow up and admit that. We're not in Kansas anymore. And I'm not here covering this to be shocking. I don't like sticking my head in a lion's mouth for no reason. I've got to do this. I've got to go into the lion's den because we don't have any future if we don't start saying no to this. I told you 6 years ago Bush was shipping guns into Mexico to cause that war. Then it continued under Obama, and he shipped even more in and blamed the Second Amendment. Congresswoman Giffords, we've confirmed, was beginning an investigation into it with Judge Roll. You know what happened to them. And I told you that it would be used to blame the Second Amendment. Even though they got caught, they went ahead and used it against the Second Amendment. They've called for assault weapon sales bans and manufacturing bans. And CBS even got the memo that indeed they did it to blame the Second Amendment. If you'll ship tens of thousands of guns to drug gangs in Mexico to destabilize the country to blame the Second Amendment, and thousands have been killed. Mexico estimates over 2,000 their side, hundreds on our side, including three federal and three local law enforcement people. That's six. That's conservative. That's a false flag that killed thousands and thousands of people. Who did it? John P. Holdren. These people mean business. He needs something to brainwash you, as he said on C-SPAN. He met with the heads of the media. This was back when he was deputy attorney general. Guys, cue up the brainwashing clip, please. People won't believe it. They're new listeners. And he said, I work with the media to brainwash the public in the schools and through TV. We've got to brainwash. He said, literally brainwash people. They want to win. And they'll ship guns into Mexico and narcotics back in to do it. They'll blow up federal buildings and pick one with a daycare center to get this power. Undoubtedly, the attorney general today was involved in the cover-up. Did he run the operation? I don't know that. We know the ATF was at the very head of it. The point is, he was involved in the cover-up and hence aiding and abetting. And people have been tortured to death to bring you this information. Tortured to death to bring you this information. Let me say it again. Tortured to death to bring you this information. Or you can just give up and say, do whatever you want. Have the TSA on highway checkpoints, abusing everybody, take everybody's property, jack up taxes, bankrupt the country, bring in the New World Order, roll over to it, shell out to it. I mean, the elite better study history. They created such a giant army of piranha murderers in the corporate and military and police systems of enforcement that they're not going to be controlled. They're going to run their own criminal operations. Things are going to spiral out of control just like Mexico. Mexico now wants to decriminalize. Used to, they wanted to keep it illegal to make the big profits off drugs. Now, they're a failed state collapsing, and so is the rest of Latin America that allows drugs to be illegal. And so they're saying legalize it, even though it'll take the profits out, because it's destroyed everything else. Crime and corruption will destroy civilization. Civilization is imploding right now, everywhere. Families are imploding. Common sense is falling apart. Every metric, every measurement, every yardstick, every gauge, every bellwether, every weather vane, every indicator of which way the wind's blowing is total Roman-style collapse accelerated. The elite are all moving out of the country to armored redoubts in the middle of nowhere. You've wrecked everything. You've been so good at evil, so good at pure wickedness. You can't help it, though, because they're all like piranhas in a frenzy competing with each other to rob and steal and using the most vicious high-tech brainwashing, most vicious anti-family system to neutralize and wreck America's basic common sense. They've annihilated the individual's navigation system, the individual's compass, your conscience. They've turned the average person into a gibbering, demonic jellyfish creature. And now we're seeing a country of demonic jellyfish just flailing around in their own excrement. Meanwhile, a large portion of us, a large minority, are awake and are semi-immune thanks to God's good grace to this mind control. And we're sitting here watching the horror and the lunacy and the craziness of what's unfolding. Coming up, Senator Rand Paul, concerned Interpol could arrest Americans under foreign laws and extradite us, denounces Obama's continual bypassing of Congress. That text and video's up. Rand Paul leaves door open for VP slot. Amazing breaking news on that front. Give us your take on the comments on that. I want to know your view on that at InfoWars.com. Red Alert, Draconian CISPA bill, picking up sponsors ahead of vote next week. Judge recuses herself in the Trayvon Martin case. We've got the jobless weekly data. We've got it all coming up.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Just a moment, and then as I said, I will plunge into all of the amazing news. Blame for bee collapse, Monsanto buys a leading bee research firm to shut them up. Meanwhile, the Trayvon Martin case, George Zimmerman trial, judge recuses herself because her husband is a legal analyst on CNN that George Zimmerman had approached about being his lawyer. And for such a little thing like that, she recuses herself because he hadn't become her lawyer. But then meanwhile, almost all of the FDA and EPA regulators. Look it up. I mean, the head regulator is a former executive of Monsanto. And the few that aren't are Archer Daniels Midland or other genetic engineering, big pharma slash big agri companies. I mean, talk about conflict of interest. Congress, many members of Congress vote on bills to fund companies they own. Not just that their wives own stock in or their husbands. And they go, well, we're allowed to because we just said we have an exemption. It's like the head of the CIA says, yeah, we're watching you through all your different appliances, smart meters. We're going to control your whole life. The Fourth Amendment doesn't mean what it used to. You can go read the quote. Fourth Amendment doesn't mean what it used to. Because I say so, Jack. And Tenth Amendment, we got the TSA on street corners in plain clothes listening to you and now going into restaurants. And like Forbes is saying, so is the Atlantic. Well, this won't work. I mean, how are you going to find terrorists randomly? It isn't meant to find terrorists. Those guys work for the bankers on record. It's meant to intimidate everybody. And they admit they're listening not for terrorists, but criminals and political speech that could lead to problems. Yeah, that's a free society. Let's just randomly have people on buses and street corners listening to what people say. I mean, that's directly out of every nightmare science fiction novel. Or real places like Cambodia, Communist China, Nazi Germany. I mean, it's here. But that's enough of me. Let's start going to your phone calls. Bob in Michigan, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Yep, this is Bob from Michigan. I appreciate you taking my call and long-time listener, very long time. I just want to make this really brief because there's really a lot of information here. There's, as I see it, there's probably several things that are being used to control us. That's medicine and healing, energy, certainly, and events that are a little bit off the wall, like this unfortunate business in Japan. I want to refer just to two basic websites. I could talk for hours on this. The first one is Tom Bearden, and this has nothing to do with HARP or anything else that's been talked about. This is the real deal. Let me spell it for you because it's French, actually. It's chenierre.org, pronounced Shenny.org. Let me just go down real quick on the table of contents here. There's been a healing machine that was used and suppressed. That's on the table of contents there. It explains that. I couldn't possibly in 5 minutes or 6 minutes or whatever even explain it. It's there. I'm just telling people that if they want to go look at this, because we need more people to get active in looking at the real solutions here.
Well, there's a lot of people claim they got magic machines that heal people. I have sponsor opportunities all the time where they claim this, you know, life machines and all this. And I know that there's been some research with different wavelengths and things, but then that doesn't mean that every person that claims they have a machine, you know, that it does exactly what they're saying. I think in some cases there's some reality to it. In other cases, some of this stuff is a fraud.
Well, that's right. But this cuts away all the mysterious stuff. That's why I'm saying go read it for yourself.
Is this your website?
Pardon me?
Is it your website?
No. No, it's Dr. Bearden's website.
Okay, well, listen, do me a favor. Send me a link to that, and I will check it out. Sir, what else did you call in about today?
Oh, nothing else except you're doing a marvelous job. And I'm a longtime listener in shortwave. And God bless you and stay safe.
Thank you. Let me ask you this question. What do you make of the fact that they're just coming out in the open with all this world government, illegal surveillance, secret arrest, smart meters tracking everything in your home? I mean, a huge program with all the companies building in all the tech as a Trojan horse. It's just so monstrous.
Well, it would have been done earlier, only the technology was not off the shelf in any number of the situations in history. So the actions aren't really that surprising. It's that they're using a lot of this advanced technology. And like I said, I don't know where you want me to email that.
You know, and I think I got the site. I'll look it up. But you can send stuff to showtips at Infowars.com. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Unstoppable watts? We're talking about millions of unstoppable watts here on this syndicated transmission, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, XM channel 166, number one worldwide for talk radio, according to every major metric, with the downloads, audio streams, and the podcast, InfoWars.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And again, being number one on the internet and also very dominant in the top 10 or so on terrestrial radio is a indicator of the power of ideas, and that people are hungry for liberty and freedom and for hardcore information. I was talking to a national media figure yesterday who was totally freaked out about the fact that they were basically taken into the smoky room and told, look, you'll get all this power, even more power, but yes, you've got to stop talking about the things that you're talking about. I know it's the speech Glenn Beck got, and to his credit, he did not sell out and had to leave Fox News, but they do not like the fact that I'm on air here, and believe me, and I've talked to people in high-level intelligence groups, It has been discussed having me killed. It's been discussed killing many other media figures that don't play ball with the New World Order. But the globalists know everything's surveilled by other groups and different factions, and they can then be blackmailed with that. And it's a very dangerous game to start killing media people in the United States. It's been done before. But if someone is extremely prominent and has already put out such a huge body of work, killing them highlights, underlines, puts 100 exclamation points, and bullhorns out that information. When you get killed is when you have absolute eyewitness accounts and proof of crimes inside the system. That's the type of thing that could sink the globalists. They would rather try to assassinate my character. I do that on my own sometimes just because I'm so real and it is unscripted. But it doesn't matter. The information is out there. And if I was to die tomorrow, God forbid, I'll never commit suicide. I know that. But if I was to die tomorrow, I've already had a big victory, and so have you. So it's, in fact, I have an example of that that we're going to show later of people putting Infowars.com on their cars. And just the power of that, all the people they're meeting, the like-minded people they're finding, people wearing Infowars.com shirts to work and finding out that other people were listeners, and it's creating community. You can do that with a Ron Paul shirt as well. It's flying your colors that you love freedom and you're awake and you know what's going on. If you go to our Facebook page and click on the photos wall, you can see it. There it is. Photos, videos, Alex Jones, a lot of the listeners. Every day I see new ones post the side of their barn, spray painted Infowars.com or street art or people writing on the money or people writing on the bathroom walls. I'm not really condoning that. Or putting it on their cars. Amazing. I'm here risking my life, my treasure, my name, my family, because I want the great goal, the great jewel of freedom in our time and incredible freedom and exploration and discovery for our children to come. All right, let me go back to the calls before I get into news and then never get back to the calls. But coming up, Egyptian presidential frontrunner promises tougher line on Israel. Why would the West kick out the old dictator? I'm not saying Mubarak was good, but did everything the West wanted. And why would they put in the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda affiliated groups? Because they're getting ready for the clash of civilizations. Why do they put the underwear bomber on the plane? Why do they train the driver, give him the bomb, the detonators, and the First World Trade Center attack? Why do they train Muhammad Atta at U.S. military bases? AP, Reuters, Newsweek. Why did they order the U.S. Embassy to let him and six others in, even though they were flagged as terrorists? They told them they're CIA agents. Their terror designation is a cover. They're double agents. They were taking part in drills in the week before. They were just taking part in a simulation of hijacking an aircraft to see if they could penetrate. They were set up, as you do know. Operation Northwoods 2001. We even know the name of the umbrella drill. Tripod 2, the stuff we talk about on this show has the NSA's wires burning. Not even so much listening to me, watching who in government is listening. And the system now knows, whoa, 70%+ of all donations from the military were to Ron Paul. For all political candidates, Republican and Democrat. Whoa, Alex Jones's information is on fire. I mean, when I tell you that I met with a Navy SEAL that I have known through certain ways for several years, I'll leave it at that, through family. And he said, yes, SEAL Team 6 knows that their helicopter was blown up, and they know the Bin Laden thing's fake. And then I get contacted by a high-level intelligence group, and they tell me directly that a subdirector of the CIA by name says, you're right, the Bin Laden thing's fake, thank you for what you're doing. I mean, it's like Steve Pachinik, who's CFR, wrote a bunch of these movies that Harrison Ford's in, wrote many of the first books with Tom Clancy, famous guy, overthrew heads of state. You know, I mean, this guy's, you know, like the E. Howard Hunt type, but beyond that, a psychiatrist. And he's calling up saying, yeah, the 9/11 is an inside job. The military's waking up. The people in intelligence appreciate what you're doing. Because the truth is, most of these people have done a lot of things that some would see as terrible, but they don't. They did it because they thought they were fighting communism. Now, as they see it becoming America, it's really waking people up. When I mean, Pachinik used to talk about how he thought Petraeus was a good guy because he worked with him. He's come out and said Petraeus should resign. He's a disgrace for coming out and saying the CIA spying on everybody domestically, and you know all this police state is good. It's just it's out in the open. America has been overrun by scum. And people throughout the system have got to gut up. Whether you're an individual, whether you're a civilian, whether you're a police officer, military, whoever you are, you're going to have to start standing up somehow. And I'm not saying first day go out and, you know, really throw it all on the line, but start doing little things. Because little things together move mountains. Because the only way out of this is standing up. The only way, I've always said this, I'm afraid of being afraid. Being afraid does not feel good. Being afraid is the mind killer, to quote Frank Herbert, the little death. I know the French say an orgasm is a little death, but for me, the little death is fear. And when you let fear pass through you and over you, then it becomes strength. It becomes strength. I love life so much that I'm willing to give mine up in defense of freedom. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Tim in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm angry! I'm angry because it starts out when they circumcised me at birth. And then I went on and my parents got divorced at 12 years old and the New World Order just convinced them that, you know, you had to be independent, you had to be independent. And I went on, I had to live in government-subsidized housing. But I came out of it. I'm from Detroit. My great-grandfather in 1942 retired from Ford. And my uncle is a millwright. He was a millwright. It goes all throughout my family. And I just want to say to all those people in Michigan that you need to get up and stand up and get out there and do something. I had to do something. I had to get out of there. I had to move away. I came up to Alaska where there's oil. And I had to have two kids, and those two kids are uncircumcised, and they're non-vaccinated, and they're live, and they're vibrant, and they're healthy. And how do you like that, New World Order? That's what I got to say right now.
Well, God bless you, and I really appreciate your call and love your anger, because the anger is the beginning of getting motivated. As for circumcision, I never even thought of it as a big issue, and people are always pointing it out to me, and the more I research it, it is basically sexual mutilation at many levels. And I can understand that sometimes it does get infected. There's an argument that it's got a medical reason. It's a big debate, and it really upsets a lot of people that have been circumcised. I don't want to get into, I mean, I'm circumcised, and most people in America, most Protestants at least, you know, have been circumcised. I mean, I think back around the time I was born, about 90% of people were. I've never, I guess you don't know what you've lost if you never had it. So I understand a lot of people are really upset about it and feel like something was stolen from them. And, I get it. I totally get it. But again, it's like when you're born into something, you don't recognize it. And so I think the issue is, a newborn can't make the decision on whether they want it or not, so they shouldn't be. You know, that's the issue. And circumcision, you know, is a way so people could tell, are you part of this group? Are you part of this tribe? And then it got, you know, adopted into Christianity. And it's just a standard thing. But I do hear what you're saying. That's the thing about when I just open the phones up, no screening the calls, just randomly taking calls. It'll go in a lot of different directions. But people say, well, what's the difference of what the Muslims do when they cut away part of the female organ? And when it's put in that context, you're like, yeah, I get it. But then I've talked to medical doctors and people, and they're like, no, we see a lot of problems with people that aren't circumcised, infections and things. But then that becomes the issue of there's like people suing Apple right now saying the apps are addictive. for children. Well, yeah, it's rewiring their brains. Moderate use of it is causing brain damage because it's not normal. Humans were never designed for this. It's making their attention spans tiny. It's a fact. Massive studies out there. I told you about it years ago. Now it's admitted. I had the studies then, but now it's a big issue. But I'm like, why are you letting your children do this then? I mean, I go to restaurants now, and most of the children have iPhones or iPads, so the parents can do what they want, and the parents are on smartphones doing it. And I've made a point that it'll be 7 o'clock at night. I'm eating dinner. I've left to go eat dinner. I have to eat with my wife and the kids or something. Rob Duke calls up working late going, hey, what do you want to call this video part of the report? And I'm like, oh, call it this or what do you think? Or they'll call and say, have you seen this? And they text it to me and I look at it. But I'm just making myself now turn it off, put it in my pocket, and check it in little controlled bursts because it's dominating my life as well. So, again, when you're just introduced to something and slowly ease into it, like the frog in the boiling pot of water, if it's slowly turned up, you roast, you boil. And that's what's happening now. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Alex, just want to say you are an amazing man. You woke me up probably about a year and a half ago. I actually found you through Jesse Ventura on Conspiracy Theory. I used to work in radio. I was a complete sheeple. I, voted for Obama. I mean, he suckered me. I found you guys and started researching, and I remember, I'm like, yeah, that Alex Jones guy, I remember hearing him, you know, through the radio, and just looked things up, woke up my best friend, and he works at a fast food place. What he does is he actually puts your show on at night. He's a manager, so he plugs in your show at night so that his customers will listen, and he spreads the word. We started a Facebook group, if you'll allow me to kind of say that real quick.
I want you to. Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, it's a Facebook group, and it's Awake USA. We started with 7 people. We're about at 145 people. Then it's been online maybe about 5-6 months. So it's growing like crazy. What I wanted to ask you is, you actually, before you started the reporter contest, we wanted to call you and ask you if you would ever consider having kind of like a cub reporter type thing, something that you don't have to pay. Because us living here in San Diego, we have tons of military and Navy going on.
No, absolutely. Look, I'm trying to grow my operation to where I have the managers who can then go through affiliate reporters. Because for liability and stuff, you can be infiltrated with a fake reporter who then gets some cred just to get close to you. And then they make up lies to create a COINTELPRO deal. We see that a lot. But if people are just affiliates, and then we plug the name of their site or their Facebook, like your name, Awake USA, like here's Alan, whatever your last name is, Awake USA, reporting for Infowars.com. And then it's courtesy. We can have reporters all over the country, but more importantly, because my doors are being beaten down with this, and it's what people want, and it's true. We need Australian affiliates, England, Germany, Russia, Mexico. We want, it gets harder when you get into other languages, though, because, again, we don't have the interpreters or people to check it all. I mean, we do, but then they're all busy, and we have folks that do speak Spanish, a lot of folks that know how to read it. It's just that it gets harder with language interface, obviously, but that's a whole plan we've got. We need a few more reporters here so we can send them places every week and have them reporting, a male and female reporter. We may even hire more. It's how much capital we can bring in through sponsors, through things like that. But then, yes, we can have affiliate reporters who are from their organization reporting for Infowars.com, and then they get the consideration of the truth getting out, but also their website plugged, and then attention on Infowars.com. That is our plan. That is where we're going.
That for you, Alex, because we have a lot of stuff. Like I said, for example, we were here, being here in San Diego, have a friend who likes airplanes, and the Tijuana airport is right next to the border. We went over there to watch it, and we had, I'm not kidding you, 4 DHS Border Patrol cars come right up to us, and they were asking, what are we doing? Are we waiting for drugs to be thrown over? And I wasn't awake when this happened, or else I would have, I would have said something. I was like, no, what are you guys? Are you kidding me? Can we look through your car? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are we doing something wrong? They were just like all over us. It's like, this is something I wish I would have had my iPhone out and I would have sent this right away. It's like, they're just all over you for no reason.
The way to handle it is the minute they pull up, just say, hey guys, we're just citizen reporters out here doing a border story. And when they start asking for stuff, just say, come on, man. you know, use your brain. We're not drug dealers. And if they start getting more, just say, don't violate my rights. You wouldn't want yours violated. They say, hey, let us look in your car. Say, can I look in yours? Because statistically, the Border Patrol has been caught bringing in a lot of drugs. So statistically, not saying you're bad individually, statistically, the MO, if I profile you, is that you're a drug dealer. That's what I say to Border Patrol 100 miles in when they want to search my car. I say, no, you can't. You want to make a big scene, go ahead. By the way, I know your bosses ship in narcotics. And usually at that point, they smile and go, get on out of here. And I'm like, yeah. Because let me tell you, I got to say about half the Border Patrol from the intel I've got who's in management is taking money. I mean, you look at New York narcotics police. Serpico said it was about 100%. A few years after he left, they fired 76% of their narcotics detectives. I mean, so it's just amazing. So, hey, don't wait for orders from headquarters. We're having a contest where you win $5,000 apiece, a man and woman, or two different groups. But you could do the report now and enter it. And then if you don't want to come work here, that's fine. The contest is for the money and then to be looked at in the running. And boy, we're getting some good ones coming in. It's amazing.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1635.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1676.57, $838.29 for a half ounce, or $419.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1676.57, $838.29, and $419.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I'll continue with some of your calls in this segment and the next little short one. Then we're going to have our investigative reporters on with us documenting the false flag terror attack that was the Oklahoma City bombing 17 years ago today. Headlines at InfoWars.com. Rights group demands investigation into illegal Google wiretapping. The Justice Department's closed down their fake investigation of their Street View system. That's all. Google is the government, folks. Continuing, Queen Beatrix's brother-in-law calls for mandatory birth control for the unfit. More eugenics from the environmental group leader, World Wildlife Fund crew. Red alert, draconian CISPA bill picking up sponsors ahead of votes next week. Rand Paul leaves door open for VP slot. That's pretty big breaking news. It had only been secondhand statements by Jesse Benton and people who heads up his dad's campaign, but he's just leaving the door open. I want to get your take on that. Senator Rand Paul says he's concerned Interpol could arrest Americans under foreign laws. That's the big issue. It's people are like, well, Interpol already arrests people. Yeah, when there's an agreement with the country that Interpol's working for in Europe, that's when that happens. Like, oh, yeah, we have extradition agreements with you for murder and things. This is just, you're under European law. We're coming to arrest you for your speech or whatever. Your cars have become part of the Internet of Things. It's all part of that Google Panopticon spy system. It's all up at Infowars.com. And briefly, I've done a lot of research. People can debate this all day. Reverse osmosis is great. Water distillation is great. All of that's wonderful. But it cuts out many of the good minerals. So I cook with reverse osmosis. I've got distillation systems if I need it. But I just do a mix. I drink my well water. I drink my rainwater. But when I'm on the road, I've got a ProPure road filter in my house. I drink a lot of filtered water because with a system like ProPure that we have discounted at Infowars.com, 10% off when you put product code water in, it's a gravity-fed filter, and it reduces many things to non-detectable levels. It's got special fluoride filters that reduces it almost down to nothing. You can put swamp water in this and drink it. The point is that it's just the latest development and the best one I've used. There's a lot of other good ones out there, but it's just heads above the rest. Look at the side-by-side comparison at Infowars.com. Click on the shopping cart link. Go to the water filter section. They also have shower filter systems, the best we found out there for the price, that reduce everything. Doesn't cut it all out. Some things are so small, but it reduces it. And a lot of the poison you're getting is through the biggest organ in your body, the skin. You're also breathing it through your lungs. So the shower filter is essential. I live in the country now and have rainwater. But still, I like to filter it because there's stuff in the rain now. There's so many toxins out there. So, again, go look at the side-by-side comparisons of the leading competitor at Infowars.com with the ProPure. Also, don't forget InfowarsTeam.com. You can get big discounts and free shipping when you sign up and sign up for AutoShip to get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Rebound, the Cell Shield CTQ. I've lost 40-plus pounds. You know, when I'm sitting down, it kind of, because I've got a long torso, kind of squashes it, so it looks like I have somewhat of a belly. I'm actually, when I'm standing up and got my shirt off, the beginnings of the six-pack are popping. And soon, I'm going to, I just haven't gotten around to it, I'm going to take myself 4 months ago, 40-plus pounds heavier, side-by-side my face, just on the TV and radio, and show it to you. And I'm also, I got some photos my wife took when I was walking around the house in my shorts before this with just giant clubs of fat. It wasn't that fat, but, you know, had some love handles. And I'm going to take photos in my shorts and show you this. It's amazing. I mean, the guns are back, everything. You know, and I'm not even lifting weights, by the way, because I don't want to get bigger. But my muscles, everything, all I'm doing is some jogging and swimming. And it's amazing. Because, by the way, folks, it's all pure muscle right there. People are like, man, he's got some big man breasts. No, folks. No, that's muscle, ladies and gentlemen. That's King Kong level right there. Check it out. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.